Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. There's an ambitious new plan to redesign that crowded stretch of street on Fifth Avenue in Midtown. Our Juliet Pop is following the story. She joins us live.
That's right. There had been a lot of rumblings and discussion about this in years past, but now they seem to be moving ahead with a plan calling for widening Fifth Avenue sidewalks south of 60th Street to 42nd Street, shrinking the street, fewer lanes for cars, a bus lane in the middle, according to a rendering that I was looking at, and there is also a shared lane. But the street would see more plantings, more lighting, much more room for pedestrians, shorter crosswalks for safer and quicker movement across the street. Now, a city announcement says it's inspired by the redesign of the Champs-Élysées in Paris and other major streets across the globe. A published report says construction is expected to begin in 2028, but the city is expected to continue the program of closing Fifth Avenue on consecutive weekends for the holidays to accommodate the scores of visitors to the Rockefeller Center area. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Anyone who's been down there during the holidays knows how crowded that stretch can get. Police are investigating after a man was stabbed early this morning at a subway station in Bay Ridge. Cops say this happened just before 4:30 a.m. at the 4th Avenue and Bay Ridge Avenue R train station. The 30-year-old man was on the platform when he was stabbed in the eye. He was taken to NYU Langone Hospital in Brooklyn, where he's said to be in stable condition. Police have no other details about the stabbing. They say the victim is being uncooperative. The investigation is ongoing. MTA workers are rallying today in Brooklyn after another one of their workers was attacked recently in the subway.
Transit workers Local 100 demanding urgent safety reforms, saying the subway workers they have are facing unacceptable dangers on the job. Union President Richard Davis spoke with us.
Our members should never be assaulted coming to work. We should come to work safe, go back home safe. But the members of the riding public, as well as our members, are in danger.
It was here at this station last week that 60-year-old train operator Myron Pollack was stabbed critically by an unruly passenger. Now the suspect in custody, 27-year-old Jonathan Davalos, has been arrested more than a dozen times. The MTA Chairman Jano Lieber speaking from Kings County Hospital, where Pollack was recovering.
It's a felony. Now, but we're counting on the DAs and the judges to follow through on that.
Today's rally begins at 4 p.m. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at the Utica Avenue station.
The Elizabeth Street Garden has just gotten itself a two-week reprieve. A last-minute temporary stay from the state Supreme Court means the Elizabeth Street Garden's eviction is on hold until at least October 30th, its next court date. It's the latest move in the fight to save the garden, which received that eviction notice that was supposed to go into effect today, so that the city could build affordable housing for seniors in the space. But advocates for the garden say there are better spaces for a new building and that the garden should be saved for the public. Mayor Adams and city officials have called those claims disingenuous. A city spokesperson told New York One that, quote, the well-heeled Elizabeth Street Garden has dug its heels in for nearly a decade to prevent the city from building affordable housing. And all this happening while the city faces a housing shortage. Well, saying it's as slow as it's ever been, the Strap Hangers campaign is stepping up its calls for better bus service on Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. The group is joining students, community groups, and elected officials this afternoon for what it's calling a relay hike through Brooklyn to highlight the need for faster, reliable, and accessible service. The Strap Hangers campaign's regional director, Natasha Elder, tells 1010 Winds that slow bus service on Flatbush is a problem that affects way more people than you might realize.
76% of local residents use the bus, use the B41 to get to work, or they walk or they bike. You know, they don't drive.
There's been no comment from the MTA. There's been an arrest in yesterday morning's stabbing outside City Hall. Police say 41-year-old Marvin Dupree is the man who stabbed a 19-year-old in the neck, apparently at random, while he was waiting in line for court. The teen was treated for his injuries at the hospital. Dupree, meantime, is charged with attempted murder. A donation is being made in memory of a fallen member of New York's finest.
A dollar, $10, $20, or even 25 cents. All that money added up in a tip jar that was placed at Arada's Deli in Seacliff after NYPD Detective Jonathan Diller was killed in the line of duty back in March. Today, the owner of the deli will present the donation to Diller's colleagues of the 105th Precinct. The donation is being made to honor and remember the detective, father, and husband. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.